Do not go on sorrowing. Why is that so hard for me to say? Sorrow. Do not go on sorrowing over a deed that is past. Hello and welcome to the Desert Fathers Podcast, the most official, unofficial podcast on the Desert Fathers. I got a little bit of feedback on the last recording. Some of you thought that my voice was a little bit too mellow, a little bit too calm, and that's fair. You know, I was recording in the morning. I'm also dealing with some allergies stuff, but you know what? I've had my double shot of espresso, and hopefully this one will be more energetic. So let's just jump right into our next saying from the Desert Fathers. Bombo said to Antony, "What shall I do?" Antony said, "Do not trust your own righteousness. Do not go on sorrowing over a deed that is past. Keep your tongue and your belly under control." Bombo said to Antony, "What shall I do?" Antony said, "Do not trust your own righteousness. Do not go on sorrowing over a deed that is past. Keep your tongue and your belly under control." So, first things first, who is Pombo? I'm not sure. We're going to find out who Pombo is maybe later. But the format is pretty typical, because the fathers, even within their own lifetime, became pretty popular in the Mediterranean area. They became known as the wise men of their time. So it was pretty common for pilgrims to come and ask them questions. And these pilgrims may have been lay people, they may have been priests, they may have been bishops, even at times, because the wisdom of these desert monks was so well known. So they would go up to a desert father and ask something pretty simple, like, "How should I live? What should I do?" And the fathers would give them these little snippets, which on the surface seem pretty simple, but the more and more we explore them, we'll see the depth and the wisdom to them. So, what does St. Antony say this time? First of all, do not trust in your own righteousness. You know, it's good to do righteous deeds. It's good to strive to fulfill what the Lord has commanded us to do. But that's not something we should trust in. We shouldn't trust or rely on what we've done or said in our own opinion of ourselves. Because as soon as we begin to do that, we're going to rely less and less on God. We're going to try to seize salvation for ourselves. There's a pretty popular saying, "God helps those who help themselves." Maybe you've heard this. God helps those who help themselves. And this saying is kind of true, but really not. So this is how the Catholic understands all of this. First and foremost, God acts. He moves. He is the one who initiates. So first and foremost, God, not because he needs to, but simply because he chooses to out of his own goodness, gives us love and grace and mercy. That happens first. But we as Catholics also believe that God allows us to respond to that grace. We can accept it or reject it. The human being does have a part to play in this. Now, in the human being's acceptance of grace, we even need grace to do that, right? So yes, we truly have a part to play and have a response that we make out of our own free will, but that free will is made free, and that free will is empowered also by God's grace. So you can see grace surrounds everything, absolutely everything. So the saying, "God helps those who help themselves," you see how that doesn't quite work, you know? Like, we do have a part to play. We can make ourselves more open to God's grace. But even the desire to make ourselves open to God's grace is a part of God's grace, okay? So, don't trust in your own righteousness. Yes, you have a part to play. If you do good things and respond well, that's good. You should feel good about responding well to God, because that's a good thing. But it's not what we place our trust in. Okay, the second part of this, I think, is maybe the most important. Do not go on sorrowing over a deed that is past. Basically, don't go on mulling over in your brain, feeling sad about a deed that is past. And what's interesting about this is that Antony basically says any deed. He doesn't say just your deeds. He doesn't say someone else's deeds. He's basically saying anything that has happened in the past, it's not worth sorrowing over. And this is part of the general idea, which we'll see a lot in the Desert Fathers, this idea of detachment, of letting go. And there's multiple ways that this works. So first of all, don't go on sorrowing over your own deeds and your own sins. That's why we have confession. You go to confession, your sins are completely and utterly forgiven. And so there's no point in mulling over them again and again and again. It's this weird thing that we do, that we kind of try to have ownership over our sins. We don't like to let them go. As much as we hate them on one level, we also cling to them. So we don't like letting them go. But when God forgives us, that's exactly what we need to do, to let them go. But the other part of not sorrowing over a deed that is past is not to sorrow over a deed that's been done to you, perhaps. And this is just as difficult sometimes as letting go of our own sins, as letting go of someone else's sins. A way to make this easier is to remember how much God has forgiven you. So to meditate on everything God has given you. Your life, your free will, your personality, your being, all the other blessings in your life, maybe your education or your family. And on top of all of those things, to remember and be grateful for the fact that God has forgiven you. You have been given so much, and you still sin, and you still go to confession, and you still confess the same sins over and over again, and yet God doesn't grow tired of forgiving you. God is not frustrated with you. He simply loves and forgives you. So if you have been given that much mercy and that much love, how dare you or I or anyone then not offer that same mercy to someone else? So do not sorrow over a deed that is past. Finally, keep your tongue and your belly under control. And this is another theme we will see pretty often in the Desert Fathers, the theme of our speech and what we consume. Because our speech is probably how we sin the most, if we're really honest. Most likely, one of our most common sins is gossip, of tearing down our neighbor. Saying things that, they might be true, but they don't need to be said. Or if engaging in a kind of speech or a conversation that leads us into sin. A common way our speech will lead us into sin is maybe there's someone we're trying to impress, or maybe we're not even trying to impress someone. We're just in a group of people and we want to feel accepted, and there's a conversation going on, and maybe what they're talking about goes against your Christian values or goes against the moral law or something like that. And even though you know that you should either leave the conversation or gently correct somebody or move the conversation in a different direction, because you want to be accepted, because you're afraid of rocking the boat, you enter into this kind of speech. And either you're complacent and kind of accepting what people are saying, or you kind of jump in it yourself and even say things that go against your faith and go against your beliefs. And it happens in small and subtle ways, but that's one of the ways our speech can trip us up. Keep your belly under control. And this is a pretty simple, pretty basic practice. If we're willing and able to limit the good things that we take in, because food is a good thing, if we're willing to limit that, it's going to build up our strength to say no to when we are tempted to consume evil, when we're tempted to indulge in sin. And this is a pretty basic understanding of practicing virtue. By disciplining yourself in this small matter of, you know, just eating well, you begin to build up in yourself a disposition that becomes more disciplined in other aspects of life as well. As you increase in one virtue, really the other virtues in your life become easier as well. And so eating is something we do all the time. If we can work on keeping that under control, consuming what we need, and not going above and beyond that all the time, it allows us to build up virtue in other aspects of our lives. All right, that's it for today. Until next time, remember, no matter how alone or isolated you feel, nothing can separate you from the love of God. God bless.